Yes. Hello, this is Sherry. It was the most horrific, degrading, and petrifying experience of my life as of yet. I watched as the ocean pounded the boardwalk until it gave way and the water came climbing towards my floor. I watched waves pound my window, one flight above the ground. It seemed imminent that the water would reach my apartment and flood me out. 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet, up it came until it was 1 yard below my window. It was too late to leave and really nowhere to run. And I have 3 dogs, my babies, who I couldn't leave even if I wanted to. It was petrifying. But that was just the beginning. I don't know if the worst came later, but I can assure you that the aftermath of Mother Nature's wrath was waiting. We lost electricity, phone service, no faucet water. You had to drink bottled water that rescue teams brought. There was no toilet water or water to take a shower. All refuse had to be carried. My car was washed away. I think the only thing that saved my sanity was reading by flashlight and candlelight at night and seeking water to flush the toilets and commiserating with fellow survivors. Each day after the water receded, I would wait for daylight because it was easier to navigate around the apartment. I'd get up, go to the rescue center for food and bottled water. There were no stoves to cook on, and scavenge for flashlights, canned food, bottled water, and I would beg people to use their cell phones. I would beg people for rides. I never imagined that I would be put in such a terrible situation. Pride went out the window. Everything seemed in disarray. The aim was to make it through each day alive and pray that the conditions would improve.